things that they could be doing better. First thing that comes to mind would be maintenance on the schools. It was because of the short funding, in other words, the governor vetoing the school debt reimbursement, that created financial problems for the borough. And one of the things that took a hit was some of the maintenance. Now, with the Kodiak Island Borough, along with every other borough, has now received the money, the reimbursement on the past 4 or 5 years shortfalls on bond debt. For Kodiak, that's about $12.3 million. So we'll look at where we're going to be using that. But we've been doing some maintenance projects with the help of also surplus money that the school district had given the borough. We've been doing some of that, and then some of the state money we've gotten and some of the borough funding. So we will be working towards taking care of that problem with funding. Funding for school maintenance. Things that I feel are a priority, number one for me, is to start lowering the mill rate on there. And we can do that now that we've gotten the debt service straightened out, and hopefully that continues to, hopefully the future governor doesn't veto again. But all things equal, we'll be in a position to start lowering the mill rate. Second would be to start getting land available that the borough sells. One of the advantages to the borough selling property is there is no loan qualifications. It's typically 10% down, 10% interest, 10 years to pay. And that's the way it's been for since the early 1980s when I was on the assembly. It's been the same thing. So getting land out there, getting school maintenance in line, and reducing the mill rate. And reducing the mill rate is part of what helps make it affordable here. One of the biggest hits that people have is the property tax on their homes. Thank you.